Today on Gardening in a Minute, Bulbean. Bulbean is a flowering perennial that requires little maintenance and has become quite popular in Florida gardens. Gardeners love bulbean because it blooms throughout spring, summer, and fall with stalks of small, cheerful flowers that are yellow or orange. It's also drought-tolerant once established and grows well in poor soils. Bulbean's succulent, grassy leaves make it look like an aloe. It grows in compact clumps and will spread over time, making it a good ground cover. You can divide the clumps to make new plants that you can pass along to other lucky gardeners. Bulbean grows best when it's planted in full sun, but it will tolerate partial shade. If you haven't already tried it, it might be time to make room in your garden for this beautiful and reliable plant. For more information about bulbean and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Mediterranean Gardens. If you've been dreaming of a trip to Tuscany, you might enjoy a Mediterranean-style garden. Mediterranean gardens use a silvery-green palette and often include drought-resistant plants like rosemary, juniper, and yucca. Lavender is also common, but it won't grow well in Florida. Try Russian sage for a similar look. If you enjoy edible plants, try planting fig, citrus, persimmon, or oregano. Many Mediterranean gardens are centered around beautiful courtyards, often with elaborate fountains. If these major design elements are out of your budget, try grouping plants in terracotta pots around your patio and using a smaller fountain. This can give you the look of a fancier courtyard for a fraction of the price. Using these tricks, you'll be able to enjoy the Mediterranean without ever packing your bags. For more information about garden design and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, St. Augustine grass. St. Augustine grass is the most popular type of lawn grass in Florida, with green to blue-green color. It's easy and quick to establish the grass from sod or plugs. St. Augustine grass does require water to stay green during periods of drought. However, it doesn't need more water than other grass species to remain green. It'll also go into winter dormancy in many parts of the state. Reduce watering and don't fertilize in central or north Florida during the cool months. Proper maintenance will help minimize problems. Regular watering, fertilizing, and mowing are a must for green, healthy turf. And if your grass shows signs of stress, disease, or pests, make sure you know what ails it before beginning treatment. For more about St. Augustine grass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, diagnosing diseases. Even the best gardeners must deal sometimes with a disease-stricken plant. But in order to treat the problem, you need to know what disease is on the attack. About 85% of all plant diseases are caused by fungi, and there is no shortage of fungi in Florida's warm, humid climate. Bacteria and viruses cause the rest of all plant diseases. To diagnose a plant disease, you need to know the terminology. For example, a spot on a leaf is called a leaf lesion, and as multiple spots grow together, the symptom is called a blight. But a specific diagnosis of the plant disease can be difficult to make based on symptoms alone. So to properly identify a disease, take advantage of the internet and your county extension office. For more information about diseases and many other gardening topics, visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, vertical gardens. Vines are one way to garden vertically, but new types of vertical gardens are springing onto the scene. Vertical gardens, also called living walls, have become popular in cities where gardening space is limited. They can cover an entire wall of a building or can be smaller, artful accents for indoor or outdoor rooms. Living walls are generally used for ornamental plants and are a great way to have a lush garden in a limited space. They all use some type of structure to support plants and distribute water and nutrients, and many include a barrier to prevent moisture from harming walls. Even though these gardens look easy, they do require some maintenance. Several affordable and easy-to-use kits are available to help you get started with this new gardening trend. For more information about vertical gardens and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.